From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The United States has been marking the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. President Obama called for flags over government buildings, as well as private homes and businesses, to be flown at half-mast. The proclamation from the White House speaks of Kennedy's broad vision and soaring but sober idealism. Christopher Arterton, a professor of political management at George Washington University, says the killing back in 1963 changed the country.
All of the promise of, quote, Camelot and bringing the best and brightest to Washington, all of that seemed to disappear in an instant, and tragically so, taken away by a bullet.
The U.S. and Afghanistan are clashing over the timetable for a new security agreement. The deal will govern the presence of American forces in Afghanistan after the combat mission formally ends next year. President Obama says it must be signed by the end of this year, but President Karzai wants to wait until after elections next spring. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Speaking before a meeting of more than 2,000 Afghan elders, President Karzai urged them to support the deal. It would allow thousands of US troops to stay on in the country to train and assist Afghan forces. But as the elders debated the pact, President Karzai announced it would not be signed until after a new leader was elected next spring. But the U.S. said it was neither practical nor possible to delay the signing.
Warring militias have recruited up to 6,000 child soldiers in the Central African Republic. That's according to UNICEF, which has issued a dire warning over the deteriorating humanitarian crisis there. The UN Children's Agency has doubled its previous estimate of the number of children press-ganged into armed groups, while the European Union is sounding the alarm over the spiraling situation. And the U.S. is coming under mounting pressure to act. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Amid dire warnings of anarchy, widespread violence, and potential genocide, the White House faces intense criticism for failing to take a clear position on developments in the Central African Republic. Now, new figures from the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, that some 6,000 children, many as young as 8, are said to be enlisted by the country's warring factions, double the previous estimate from March. The crisis in the Central African Republic began last year with a coup by Seleka, a rebel coalition which ousted the longtime president François Bozize in March. The leader of Seleka, Michel Djotodia, named himself president but agreed to hold elections next year. Armed militias and ethnic and religious violence has prompted warnings the country is in a pre-genocide phase, and calls are growing for the international community to do more to prevent a deepening humanitarian crisis.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, has been given special powers by the country's parliament that will allow him to rule by decree. Venezuela's National Assembly voted to allow Maduro to pass laws without consulting them for the next 12 months. Our Latin America correspondent Andrea Arenas reports.
For the next year, Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, will be legally allowed to pass laws without having to go through parliament for their approval. The measure had been debated for 3 months before this week's vote. The result was a victory for the Maduro administration, who won in April's presidential elections by a very narrow margin. President Maduro argues that he needs the special powers in order to fight corruption, battle inflation, deal with food shortages, and help put the country back on the road for economic growth and stability. But Venezuela's opposition leader, Enrique Capriles, warned about the dangers of giving Nicolás Maduro absolute power and urged Venezuelans to join him in protesting the law.
And the U.S. is urging North Korea to free an 85-year-old American citizen after reports that he's been detained in the country. Merrill Newman, a Korean War veteran from California, was taken off a plane by uniformed officers at the end of a guided tour last month, according to his son. Lorna Shattuck has more.
Officials in the U.S. haven't specifically confirmed the case of Merrill Newman, but they have called on North Korea to resolve the issue, and State Department sources say they've been working on it for some time. The travel warning for U.S. citizens planning to visit North Korea has since been raised. Mr. Newman from Palo Alto in California is reported to have been removed from an Air Koryo flight bound for China on the 26th of October. The reason for the arrest is unknown, but Mr. Newman's son believes it may have something to do with the discussion of his father's military service during the Korean War that took place the day before his detention.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.